Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for staying with me. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. If you put a .com on the end of that, smallbusinessadvocate.com, you'll find all the things that we do on the website, online, and the audio, the archives of past shows, the written word, which is the articles that I've written and that our Brain Trust members have written. And, of course, the Brain Trust, they're all there, thousands of them, a couple thousand Brain Trust members that we've accumulated into the largest community of small business experts on the planet. All that's right there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter and take our poll question right there on the homepage, too. Having a great visit with our good friend Eric Cargiolotto. He's the author of Speak Human. He's a web designer. His company, that's one of the main things his company does. Smash Labs, right, Eric?
That's right, yeah.
And is that smashlabs.com?
Smashlab.com, yeah.
All right. Eric, form follows function. I remember the first time I heard that. I don't know how long ago, decades ago, I heard somebody say form follows function. I probably read that. Somebody probably wrote that. Some wordsmith wrote that and put it into a brochure about the values of the company. And what they meant was that, the design of our stuff is secondary to the function of our stuff. And you have to deal with that when you're working with websites too, don't you?
Oh, definitely, yeah. It's and I think I go a step further than even where you're going with this, which is that design is function. When you design a ship, or you design a home, or you design a fork, or a brochure for that matter, what you're looking at is how do you make something happen? How do you make a fork a good functional item? How do you make a website create sales? How do you make a ship that doesn't sink? It doesn't matter how pretty it is. If that thing sinks, you don't want to be on it. So that's good design.
Right. Well, and so talk to us, though. The design then is makes up both, right? It makes up the form and the function.
Precisely. But I think my argument is generally that form follows function, that aesthetics do matter, but that they have to support the overall plan.
Right.
So I don't care about making a pretty website for a client. That pretty doesn't really matter. What I want to know is what our client wants to achieve, and then we have to look at what kind of an aesthetic is suitable to make that happen. And maybe that's not a beautiful aesthetic at all. Perhaps if it's a client that, is, let's say, a discount provider of some sort. Let's say they sell, food products at a reduced rate or what have you. It might be better that their website doesn't look overly high-end and polished, because that would send the wrong message out. We want to find mm-hmm. what's actually suitable for that particular client.
Well, there was a time when websites were being made with a bunch of cliche photos, that took up a lot of space on the screen. I never liked those. I saw them all over the place. They didn't mean anything to me. I didn't connect with the faces on the photo. It pushed content down the page that I wanted, and I never understood those. Am I wrong?
Well, I think trends pop up all the time, and people often fall victim to those trends. I fell into the trend of wearing acid wash jeans and fluorescent pink shirts at one time, and a lot of corporations.
That's a visual I didn't really need, Eric.
I don't think any of us really need that one, but it's true nevertheless. I think a lot of corporations have fallen into images that seem exciting and seem professional. So let's say 10 years ago, we saw a lot of photos of, maybe 15 years ago now, businessmen standing on ladders using a large brick-like cell phone,
right.
And that somehow represented professionalism in it, and it was really just junk. It didn't mean anything
mm-hmm.
at all. But again, I think what you have to do as a business owner is really look at those things and ask, is this actually us, that authenticity you talked about earlier? Does this represent who we are? And maybe a big image does if you're an architectural firm or you're a photographer.
But sometimes an owner, someone who's buying a website, somebody who's being made by someone like you, sometimes we get a little intimidated because we think, well, we don't really know what people want out there, you know, and is this doesn't look right. It's not the kind of thing that I think I'm attracted to, but maybe I should buy this because these guys know what people like out there. How much of our own instincts should we believe?
Well, I think your first instinct should be related to who you hire to help you do this sort of work. If you hire someone that has a good track record and has sensible arguments for what they're doing, I think it makes sense to follow that in that often, you know, it's funny, I've met people before who, you know, if you put them into the right garment, they'd look great, but they're just so scared of doing it. And it's the right garment for them, but they just aren't ready for that yet. So I think you want to have trust in your provider, but that means pick a good provider and additionally challenge them on things. We continue to ask our clients that, if you don't believe in the approach we're suggesting, fight us on it, and let's talk this thing out, and let's ensure that we are going the right direction. And any good designer needs to be able to verbalize why they made a particular decision.
But, you know, Eric, whenever I buy something like that, I like to see more than one option. I don't like to be given one thing and have to say yes or no about it. I'd like to – is that unreasonable?
It's not unreasonable, but it's not the best way of getting the best work. The challenge with the three solutions is that what we tend to
I'm happy with two. I'm not greedy.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and I think it's similar, though, in that what it does, it forces, it's sort of like saying, I'm going to drive to New York today and San Francisco and Dallas. It's a bit of a, you know, if you're going to one thing and you find out that you're off track, it's very easy to correct course.
Okay, well, I want to talk about that some more when we come back after these messages. We're going to talk a little bit more about how to push back on your web designer, folks. How about that? 10 till. Right back with Eric Cargiolotto.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.